It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, what's going on? Welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. You know, Scott, we've been off about it for a couple of weeks, but the summer sizzle is beginning for both satellite companies.
Yeah, the heat is starting to pick up, and you can definitely feel it in the air.
Yeah, I know. This week, Dish Network announced Turbo HD, which is the new HD packages for HD only.
Yeah, a lot of confusion there. I mean, after... I believe they were named the, you know, the gold, silver, and bronze before, and then they changed them just to the Dish HD package, and now they're back to being bronze, silver, and gold, and really confusing. So if we can for a second, I just want to go over what Turbo HD means. The new Turbo HD packages are HD-only packages. A lot of people are confused, thinking their bill is going to go up because they have the HD-only package currently, and they're not seeing their package listed anymore. They're seeing these new packages. The good news is I'm told that everybody who's on the HD Absolute package currently is grandfathered into next year at the prices they're paying currently. So that's good news there. And then the good news for people who, you know, want to get Dish Network can sign up and you know, get the HD only packages, and they can customize them the way they want them, including their own locals and their own regional sports networks, which is a very, very big plus. With everything going the way of HD currently, you know, it's a very good value, even at the new prices, to subscribe to Dish new Turbo HD packages, because you just get the channels that you want. Because most of the channels that I watch nowadays are all HD, so why pay for the SD if you're not going to watch them?
Exactly, and this is going to tie into Eastern Arc, Scott.
This is the beginning of Eastern Arc, but although it's not really considered part of Eastern Arc, Eastern Arc is supposed to be ready sometime at the end of September. That's when they're expecting the hardware to be in, which is the new LNBs and dishes and stuff. The rumors I'm hearing about Eastern Arc is that the HD-only customers will be able to use the new Eastern Arc dishes first. And the reason for that is because there's a couple channels that are on 110 that will be broadcast not off 61.5, but off of one of the other two satellites, or 77 or 72. So that way that installers can get used to installing the Eastern Arc dish before they start rolling it out, so that people use Eastern Arc dish for everything, standard definition, high definition.
Right. The only thing that I noticed that was a downside to this was customers were not able to subscribe to Sirius Satellite, the music channels for Sirius through Dish Network.
Yeah, that's a downside of it. I have a feeling that if enough people request it, they will try putting some package together there. And of course, Sirius satellite radio, you know, it's $12, and if you have more than one radio, it's only $6, which is really worth having if you love this stuff. This week, Sirius had offered, and is offering through next week actually, ABBA radio on channel 3, and really unique programming. They're hearing the folks from ABBA, you know, telling their stories about how the songs came to be, and hearing the special guest DJs, Cousin Brucey and a couple other people on it. And it's been good programming all week. I've been driving around listening to it in my truck, singing Dancing Queen over and over and over again. It's been kind of fun.
Oh, Scott, are you going to go out and see that new movie with Meryl Streep and ABBA?
Probably. Probably. I saw the Broadway play, and I liked it. And let's see what the movie can do. I heard the soundtrack, though, and Meryl Streep sounds horrible singing these songs.
Right. So speaking of Meryl Streep, and, you know, she's kind of distant to us here at Satellite Guys, so let's talk a little bit about Distant Networks.
Well, an interesting ruling came down from the courts last week saying that Dish Network was not prohibited from leasing transponder space to All American Direct, so that they could resell Distant Networks. The networks, Fox, CBS, NBC, so on, you know, were really fighting Dish Network because they really wanted Dish Network not to be able to carry Distant Networks anymore. And if you remember, Charlie pulled an ace out of his pocket 2 days before the Distant Networks were supposed to be shut off. and still being able to offer people Dish Networks, even though Dish Network is not selling the Dish Networks to customers.
Right, that's correct, Scott. And really, the ruling makes sense because, you know, Dish Network owns the frequencies, they own the satellite. And if they want to rent that, it's like kind of like owning an apartment building. If you want to rent a unit out, Dish Network is, in a sense, renting a unit to NPS, and they're using that unit to give you your distant networks.
Right, and Satellite Guys member Geronimo today posted some interesting information about how in February 17th, 2009, when the analog signals go off, the entire United States is a white area. And there may be a possibility that Dish Network can offer digital distant networks because their ban only prohibited them from offering distant networks that were analog feeds. So this may open up a whole ball of wax there, and who knows? I'm looking for the networks to start a big push to push through legislation to prevent Dish Network from carrying distant networks when a digital transition happens. But who knows what's going to happen here? It's going to be interesting and something we're going to watch closely.
Right, and exactly. And the way I look at it is if you can get a paper from New York or Chicago or L.A., why can't you get the news via television from New York, Chicago, or L.A., no matter where you live?
Right. If you move out of town and you miss your hometown news and you want to keep up with it, and you're willing to pay the $6 a month for those channels, you know, why can't you buy them? It's really crazy the way it works nowadays. And, the NAB and the other, associations out there that are trying to stop people from watching their own hometown channels are really doing a disservice to the channels they're supposed to be protecting. I'm sure the channel in your hometown would love you to watch them because it means they got more viewers' eyes and it looks good for their national advertisers and sponsors.
Exactly. So, Scott, we understand that AT&T made a decision about their future business prospects and they're dropping Dish Network as their exclusive satellite provider.
Yeah, I'm not sure which way to go about this. People I spoke with at Dish, off the record, so I'm not going to give any of these names or give exact quotes, but the feeling is they're doing that just so they can renegotiate a better deal with Dish, and I don't really buy that. AT&T's UVerse service, which was once, not worth the money, is now shaping up into be a nice product. They finally have it so that you can watch two HD streams in your house at one time. And they're looking at making improvements later this year by doing some pair bonding that will allow you to bring up to four HD streams into your house. And, AT&T UVerse is shipping up nice. And Dish Network, they don't really need Dish Network anymore to provide people television service in the areas where they have, phone service territory.
Right, exactly. My area, which is one of the last areas in the Chicagoland area to get stuff like this, is finally getting pushed in UVerse. And I was talking to an AT&T technician that was out at my house trying to troubleshoot my DSL connection, and he said that they had things very specifically laid out how they're going to do things. They're going to bring it out first so that way everyone can have it, and then they're going to bring fiber to the node and then eventually fiber to the home, but that was going to be a little bit wild. Now, take it from it's coming from a technician who might not know everything about the company. But
right, well, The way UVerse works is they have to bring fiber to the node for your neighborhood. They bring it to the NID outside. Do you see big box hanging in the street, from your area? That's where all the fiber is going to, and it's being distributed to the neighborhood from there over your standard copper wires. And it works neat. It's kind of really neat to think that all the stuff's coming through your regular phone lines. It just got some limitations which they're looking to overcome, and I believe that they found what they're looking for and to get over some of those big hurdles. In fact, they added, I believe, four new channels this week: USA, Sci-Fi, CNBC, and one more, maybe Univision, all on HD, just in time for the Olympics, which are coming up on 8/8.
That's definitely good news. And speaking of launching HD, understand that Master Deals posted a little something about DirecTV switching over some feeds from MPEG-2 to MPEG-4.
Yeah, we were talking about this in the pub member area. And if you're not a pub member, you should really get in there. The cost of it is $20 a year, and that's a donation to Satellite Guys. We keep the lights on for everybody and keep it free for everybody. But we posted that information there where all the stuff like HDNet movies and Universal HD to the other channels there, which are currently MPEG-2. They're going to be switching over to MPEG-4 by the end of the month. And that's going to be a nice upgrade for them because the MPEG-2 channels look really bad. And, you know, DirecTV's MPEG-4 channels look really, really good. So I'm looking forward to see that switch there.
Yeah, exactly. And from what Master Deals was posting over in the DirecTV forum, was also a rumor pending. Now, this is a rumor, so it cannot come true. But DirecTV is also supposed to be launching a slew of their own HD channels coming up in August.
Right. It looks like mid to late August or early September. They're just finishing up the testing now on DirecTV's new satellite up there. And I hear it's going to be ready to go. And when they do that, I want to see what Dish is going to do to fire back at DirecTV. Now, one thing to focus on here is this new satellite is mainly going to be used for local into local HD service. That's for local HDs for areas around the country. They don't have much space for a lot of national HD, so don't look for an additional 75 channels to pop up like it did last time when they launched the last DirecTV satellite. You know, the channels that they're going to add now are going to be well thought out and studied to make sure that they have good HD content and have plans for HD in the future, because the space is not going to be available to add a lot of HD in the near future for DirecTV. Their next satellite launch after that is, and I may be wrong here, but from last time I read it, it's over a year away till DirecTV launches any more satellites.
Right, exactly. And it takes about approximately 3 to 6 months of testing, depending on what they want to do up once when it's up, to get it in service. So definitely the DirecTV 11 has been a long waited, and we're going to definitely see some new HD out of it. And hopefully it'll definitely give everybody the competition they've been wanting.
Right. Now, speaking of upgrades, when I got back from my vacation, in fact, right when I got off the ship sitting in the Orlando airport, I started working on the big satellite guys upgrade, and it's really, really kind of wild for a lot of people because nobody really knows that we upgraded, because we did it in such a way where it looks exactly the same as it did before, but we have a bunch of new features, additions, and a lot more secure site than we had in the past, and took a lot of work to get that up and running and upgraded, but I think the upgrade was well worth it. In addition, on Friday, we rolled up, if you have an iPhone, if you were lucky enough to pick up one of the new 3G units, or if you have an iPod Touch, when you come to Satellite Guys, you'll be taken to a special iPod version of Satellite Guys, which makes it a lot easier to read on your iPod, so you don't have to keep scrolling in, expanding the screen up so you can read the text. It's going to be nice for you. Allows you to post messages, reply to messages. It even is the first PDM that we have that lets you not only read PMs but reply to private messages as well. And it's something really excited, and I'm really proud of the way it came out.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite features of the new upgrade is the iSpy feature, which allows the last 10 posts, it's actually the last 5, but the last 10 are populated and then the last 5 are displayed. So that way you don't have to constantly click the refresh button. It automatically does that for you.
I expanded it, so it's showing all 10 posts now. So that way, if you don't want to keep refreshing the homepage to see the last recent threads, this will automatically update itself, and you'll actually see the messages there that people have left as they post them. So as soon as they post them, your screen will be updated. It's a really, really cool feature.
All right, Scott. Well, that's the music.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being great while I was gone. And then, vacation was great, but it's also great to be back. And we're looking forward to serving you more.
Alrighty, we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.